This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Open enrollment is underway. That's for next year's health coverage for those who are not already covered by an employer's health insurance or another insurance program like Medicaid or Medicare. Residents can shop for health plans through the state's health insurance exchange, Connect for Health Colorado. Residents can also can now, for the first time, buy a plan through the Colorado Option. That is a new quasi-public health insurance program started by the state. People can sign up through mid-January. Last year, nearly 200,000 Coloradans signed up, a record since the exchange started a decade ago. The city of Idaho Springs has settled a lawsuit from a 76-year-old man who suffered severe injuries during an arrest last year. CPR's Paulo Shalceda reports.
Under the agreement, Michael Clark will receive $7 million. Body camera footage showed police fired a taser at Clark without warning, causing him to fall and hit his head. Clark's daughter, Cynthia Flagel, said his life was changed forever by the May 2021 arrest, which led to a stroke.
Our father went from doing everything he loved, when he wanted, and on his own, to having to have someone with him to care and assist him 24 hours a day.
The two officers who arrested Clark have been fired. One pleaded guilty to assault charges and was sentenced to probation. I'm Paulo Shalceda, CPR News.
The unusual annual celebration in Netherlands known as Frozen Dead Guy Days won't happen this year. Organizers say, quote, numerous factors are leading them to cancel this year's events. In a social media post, the festival says it hopes to return in 2024.